This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now, a look at local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
If you used items in your emergency kit during this past blizzard, now's the time to restock what you used and replace things that have expired. You'll want to be ready for whatever Mother Nature has in store this spring. It's also a good idea to review your communications plan with your family and friends as well. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, April 9th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Minocqua Public Library invites you over to play the Oregon Trail card game. This is for kids and tweens, and will also feature other activities alongside this quote-unquote real-life game experience. Will you make it to the end of the trail? Once again, this is taking place Thursday, April 9th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. over at the Minocqua Public Library. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. Three more Wisconsin Republicans are headed for the exit, including Kevin Peterson, Devin LeMahieu, and Rick Gundrum. Peterson is from the 57th District in the Fox Valley and says he's proud of his time in the Assembly and thanked his staff, colleagues, and constituents. Senate Majority Leader LeMahieu from Oostburg says he's ready for a new chapter and wants to spend more time at home. Gundrum is from the 58th Assembly District in Central Wisconsin. He says he's looking forward to family and travel after 20 years in local county and state government. LeMahieu is the fourth Republican state senator not seeking re-election this fall, joining Racine's Van Wongard, Brookfield's Rob Hutton, and Whitewater's Steve Nass. In the Assembly, Gundrum is also the fourth GOP member stepping aside, along with Speaker Robin Voss of Rochester, Speaker Pro Tem Kevin Peterson of Waupaca, and Representative Dave Murphy of Hortonville. Public school enrollment is shrinking again across the state of Wisconsin. State data showing public schools lost more than 14,000 students this year, with 68 of the state's 72 counties seeing declines. Overall, enrollment dropped nearly 2% as compared to last year, continuing a long-term slide that's pushing some districts to consider closing or combining districts and schools. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says the state has been losing students faster than the national average for more than two decades, though the gap has started to shrink recently. And Bayfield County is standing apart from its up north neighbors over the Line 5 pipeline project. The county board there voted 10-2 last month to reject an agreement with Enbridge that would have reimbursed the county for emergency and law enforcement calls at the construction site. The district attorney in Bayfield County said taking that money could make it look like law enforcement is working for the company, not the public. Some supervisors have argued that Enbridge should still help to pay for the extra costs. Iron and Ashland counties have already said yes to that same deal. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers season ends. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers lose in an upset to the High Point Panthers, 83-82. The Panthers hitting three-point shots 15 times in the game. Did the Badgers have a bad performance? Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I didn't think we played bad. I thought they beat us. They were banging in that many threes. That was their chance to do that. And credit to them. Tip your cap to them. That they were able to make shots, then take more and make more than they have in a long time.
The Badgers' Nick Boyd after the loss.
Disappointing. It's the name of the game, man. You win, you lose. You got to keep your head up, get yourself back up, and, you know, keep fighting. I mean, I ain't disappointed about nothing. It is what it is.
NBA, the Bucks blown out in Utah by the Jazz, 128-96.
We played awful, didn't play with any competitive spirit tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog this morning, then it is going to be partly to mostly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to 52 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 31 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.